I'm John Batchelor with Simon Constable, my dear friend for many decades, my Englishman in the south of France. And now we go to the politics of Mother England. There is a contest underway between Labour and Labour to choose either to continue with Keir Starmer, the less than successful Prime Minister so far, with an overwhelming majority in Parliament, or to go to a new leadership. Two names that are advanced routinely now. A man named Andy Burnham, who is the mayor of Greater Manchester, but was a member of Parliament. And in order to challenge Starmer, he must rejoin Parliament. And he's standing for a by-election, which will take place in a number of days. If he is successful, first past the post, and it is a constituency associated with Labour, he should be. He will then regain Parliament, and the challenge will be immediate. There is another man, Wes Streeting, who's a member of Cabinet, now resigned, who's a young man and making his move early in his career. We wish him well, but he's not the major player. Burnham is. Complicating all this is Nigel Farage leading the Reform Party, who is interested in challenging Burnham and Starmer in the talking about ranks, not necessarily in the voting ranks. It's complicated, and I can't solve that, so I go to Simon to understand. Simon, before we turn to the Novak tragedy, which is a moving story, The contest between Starmer and Burnham looks one-sided for Burnham if he regains Parliament in the by-election. Have I read that correctly? Burnham wins. He's got the votes already in Labour to become Prime Minister.
I think that is correct, yes. I think that is absolutely correct, unless something happens before the by-election. And as many prime ministers have said in the UK, a week is a long time in politics. Right. So it may change. But as of this minute, right now, absolutely right. He would win.
And you have the advantage over all of us. You listen to BBC4. Is that BBC4's opinion as well?
They tend not to push out on opinion like that, but the tone seems to be that Burnham gets it. He's also very good on TV and very good on radio, which is going to help him a lot more with the voters.
Yes, Mr. Starmer is a good lawyer, which means that he talks as little as possible for his client, he being the client, of course. All right, now we go to the Novak tragedy. What I understand, and these are early days, a young man, 18 years old, is dead. Something happened that led to another younger person identified with the Sikh subculture in the south, the subcontinent, the original Indian colony, 19th century talk here, 19th and 20th century talk, a colony of the British Empire. The Sikhs also have a very strong presence in London and in Britain, as all elements of the empire do. This young man, the Sikh, carries a knife, a ceremonial knife that, as I understand it, the Sikhs are permitted to carry according to the British rules. The knife was used, and the young man lay on the ground, stabbed several times, one of which must have penetrated a lung. He was bleeding. The police arrive on the scene and mistake everything and wind up on camera, because they all wear body cameras, arresting the young man on the ground who's bleeding to death, even handcuffing him. It's quite fantastic how they misread the situation, but I understand there was alarm. What complicates all this is remarks about racism being used as an explanation by the perpetrator or some element of the perpetrator's environment to explain why the knife was used. Now, this has blown up beyond my ability to summarize, other than to say this crashes into the raging debate about migration, the raging debate about race and culture and future for all of Britain, and also the demonstrations of what appear to be just good old-fashioned right-wing nationalism going on. Simon, I don't hope to summarize your country in any fashion. I'm just submitting this to you. You are the Englishman. This looks like bad news, Simon. We've got about a minute. Do I say that correctly, generally enough?
It is bad news. It's very sad news, too. Let's go with that. It's very sad for this young man who apparently was doing nothing. I'm very surprised that a Sikh did this, because I grew up with Sikhs at school and Sikhs at work, and they've never been bad. And then here's one who's suddenly been bad and attacked somebody else. He's probably going to have a long sentence if he's convicted in the court. So that's not a good situation for anyone. It just saddens me. It also saddens me that the police were told to give different basically things that other minorities wouldn't have.
30 and seconds, it was just, Simon. The question here is, it looks like Farage is playing politics and making provocative remarks to drive that by-election vote. Is that a fair conclusion from you?
Is a fair conclusion, yes. And I think that's happening all over Europe at the moment.
Yes, the populist parties take advantage of tragedies such as the death of Henry Novak, is the young man's name. Simon Constable, in the rain of southern France. We're looking forward to good news about Lyra to return to her bounce in the garden. I'm John Batchelor.